Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, Sam.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, great. Stuck at the office or traffic jam. Time to take it easy with Alyssa and Sam. Is that show you know? A pro. Well, it's not season one. Okay, we don't have that fresh of content anymore. I saw this card game online. I can't remember even where I saw it, but it's called We're Not Really Strangers. And basically, like, the whole thing, being that we're, like, so close to strangers.
Yeah.
You and I, it's, like, the whole point of it is, like, to get to know other people.
Okay. I'd love to get to know you.
Yeah, it's about time.
Are you joking? My eyes are already fucking watering.
Oh, boy.
What is wrong with me? Like, this is an actual, like,
I'd love to get to know you.
Ailment at this point. People are going to think that it's, like, a, like, shtick, and it's just...
It's really not.
The other day, yesterday, I think it was, I was, like, sitting in our computer chair talking to Sam, and her dog was, like, on me, and Sam was like, are you crying? And I was like, yes. And she's like, okay.
It was, like, full, like, it wasn't, like, an eye water. It was, like, tears streaming down her face. And I was like, oh.
Just having a casual conversation. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you.
No worries.
I'd like to get to know you.
Yeah, okay, great. There's, like, three different levels to this. There's levels to this shit. There's three different levels. So the first one is perception. The second one is connection. And then the third one is reflection.
Oh.
And they all rhyme. I've hand-selected some of these questions because some of them were, like, a little bit too, like, we're actually strangers, lol.
Okay.
So, anyways, you go first.
Oh, what was your first impression of me?
Oh,
my eyes are watering.
She's, like, opening her eyes super wide to try and get them not to water. My first what?
Impression of me.
My first impression of you. It's so weird that I can, like, remember what you were wearing, too.
What was I wearing?
You were wearing black Lululemons, and then you had a white, like, baggy t-shirt that was, like, tied.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so odd that we, like, because we got paired, right? That was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I thought you were, like, funny and pleasant.
So, like, why did you decide to, like, be my friend? Somebody was asking us that, and I'm like, gosh, I just don't know. Like, it was just, like, a thing, I guess.
Do you decide? Like, I feel like a lot of the times that's not, like, really a conscious decision. It's kind of just, like, you jive or you don't, you know?
Yeah. But, like, I don't think we had to sit next to each other. Like, I think we just decided
I think that we I mean, it's so odd that, like, we got paired. Like, it's weird just thinking that, like, that one thing changed the very course of our life.
Yeah.
And now everyone has to sit and listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Because of that moment. Yeah, I don't know. I think that we probably just, like, got along really well that first day.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I've started sitting together.
Yeah, until I decided to sit away from you. But then nobody wanted to sit with me. Just because I was trying to focus on my studies, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sam was not that concerned with her studies.
Do you implement everything you learned in day-to-day here?
In Socials 10?
Yeah.
I didn't learn anything in Socials 10 because I sat next to you.
Well, I can... So our Socials class is like our history class. Let me break it down for you. Fur trade.
De Beaver.
That's literally it.
Like, Louis Riel.
It's all fucking fur trade shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was. John A. McDonald.
Oh, what about me is most strange or unfamiliar to you?
Oh.
It's a weird question.
Do you know what is a little strange now?
What?
Because you're like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Because when we first became friends, I feel like we were both, like, quite, not, like, touchy-touchy, but, like, I feel like I remember, like, always hugging you and, like, snuggling with you and, like, you tickling my feet and stuff. But you're not as, like, touchy of a person.
I'm really not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not that it's, like, you don't want to touch me, but I just remember, like, back in the day, I feel like, because I'm such, like, a touchy person and, like, I'm, like, babe and, like, love and Sam's kind of just like, ah, put her there, pal. Even when, like, she was going on her trip for a long time, I was like, and she's like, okay. The one arm hug. I don't know, it's not that it's, like, strange, but, like, when I first, like, got back, like, knowing you as an adult, I was just like, okay,
we don't hug anymore. Okay,
yeah, that's fine. Special occasions only.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I do feel like I used to, I don't know. Like, I feel like I used to be a lot more, like, touchy-feely. You know what I think changed that is that when I was in relationships and stuff like that, I was, like, so hard into them. Mm. And that person was, like, my whole world kind of thing, and I didn't do anything else. And I think that, like, at that time, that's why I was more like that. And then when I started being less like that, I just started not being as touchy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just am not, like, as focused on, like, my, like, romantic partner that way. So I think that just, like, translated across the board.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? I am kind of like that, too, actually, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still touchy. But not like I, like, used to be. Like, I would just, like, get right in there.
We used to be in class, and Alyssa would put her leg up. She would take her shoe off. She would put her leg up onto my lap and be like, can you give me tickles? Like, in a public setting.
Our high school was, like, outrageously lax. Yeah, I'm now realizing.
Scratches or tickles? Tickles.
Okay. Do you think I intimidate others? Why or why not?
Hmm.
That's a weird question for me.
Hmm. Yeah. I think that you have, like, the ability to be intimidating, but I think that that's more of, like, a conscious choice for you in some settings.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that, like, just naturally you don't really come off that way because you are really, you know, just, like, personable and, like, you can, like, chit-chat with anyone and, like, you know, no one would ever know if you don't like them, basically.
Right.
Unless you wanted it known.
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, I think that it makes you seem, there's never going to be an episode where I'm not going to say approachable or you're not going to say approachable, but I do think that because of that, it does make you seem like just a more approachable person. So right. Even if someone was like maybe initially thinking that they'd be intimidated by like your skill or your experience or whatever, like any of those things, I think when they actually get talking to you, they wouldn't probably feel that way.
Mm. I think it's interesting that you said, like, unless, like, I decide for it, which mm-hmm. is, like, so true. Man, I love being confrontational with authority figures when it's, like, appropriate. I'm like,
when it's appropriate.
Sir? Ma'am?
Do I seem like someone who would get a name tattooed on myself? Why or why not?
Yeah, mine. do I think that
chest tattoo?
Yeah.
Alyssa.
Full sleeve. I think you actually might, like, but I feel like it wouldn't be like, well, I mean, you're married, but like a partner's name sort of thing. I think it would be the dogs.
I wouldn't.
Like, but would you get like a symbol for them?
I would get a symbol, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't get a name tattooed.
Right.
I don't feel like that ever. I don't know. I guess that like I just prefer like art kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Not that like lettering can't be art, but like, I wouldn't, like, look at a tattoo that said arrow and be like, oh, my dog.
Right. You know, you like symbolism.
Yeah, like, I'd rather, like, a, like, I don't know. I wanted to get, like, dog skulls, like, two dog skulls. And then someone else got dog skulls. So I was like, never mind.
That's also, like,
a it's not that morbid. It's cool.
Like, I knew I was going to say morbid.
It's not. I think it would be really nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only person that knows their dog skulls. Unless you're, like, a skull fanatic.
Right. A skull connoisseur.
In which case, you're probably cool with it. You probably are down with it.
With the dog skulls. Mm-hmm. Ooh, level two. Connection.
Let's really connect now.
Yeah.
Touch my hand.
Oh, sorry. She's trying to initiate the touch. I let you down.
Connection. See, you know, I try and I get turned down.
No, you do not. How can... Oh, I think this is for you. How can you become a better person? Or do I answer? I don't understand that.
Yeah, you're asking me.
Yeah, how can you become a better person?
Why would you ever ask me that?
I don't know. Not my fault.
How can I become a better person? I would say that sometimes I feel like I can be, like, pretty standoffish in, like, group settings.
Mm.
And so I think that if I didn't do that, that would be a positive thing. And, like, I think that there's – so, like, when I was younger, I used to really feel like – I don't think I actually believed that I was, like, better than other people, but I came off that way because I was, like, mad about, like, other people being in, like, a place that I wanted to be in or whatever. Like, I didn't like seeing people being, like, celebrated. And I just – yeah, I don't know why. I think I was just, like, a sad person. But I still have, like, a little bit of that residual where, like – my like immediate reaction is to like almost like want to like hate on someone. Mm. Not obviously like to their face or anything like that, but it's just like pops into my mind to like say something shitty or like downplay whatever they're doing or whatever. Like it's still like just like this little like residual thing that like just pops into my mind, and I don't actually feel that way. Like I am like happy for people, and the people that I used to look at and be like, eh, like why are they successful, blah blah blah, I look at everybody now and I'm like, oh, every, like I used to think I was so fucking talented, and now I look at everybody else and I'm like, everybody else is talented. like it blows my mind, like looking at some of these people and like their talent and all that kind of stuff. And so I do feel like all these people like that I used to kind of have those like sort of like almost judgmental thoughts about, I feel completely differently now. But it's just weird. It's still like an old habit diehard kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were still having that internal dialogue.
Yeah.
Aw.
Well, there you go. I hope you get a fucking hard hitter. If this is like, what's your favorite ice cream? I'm gonna fucking lose my shit. Oh. What are you still trying to prove to yourself?
Hmm. Was that a level 3? Damn.
We're into level 12, bitch.
Yeah.
No, that's level 2.
I think that I'm still trying to prove to myself that I can be happy without external substances.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Because it was really, really hard for me in the beginning to enjoy anything without being like drinking or something like that. You know what I mean? So I think that I'm succeeding, but there are still times where I'm like, will that be as fun?
Mm.
So I think that I'm still, like, trying to every day, like, prove that that is true and that, like, okay, yes, this is just as fun, or, like, my life is just as good without all of these substances.
Do you think that you, kind of like what I was just talking about, do you think that the thought process is almost more of, like, an old habit diehard thing, or do you actually, like, believe that it's not as fun and you have to, like, try to make it more fun?
In the beginning, I definitely had to try to make it more fun. Now, it's just, like, I'm so used to it that it's, like, not an issue, and I don't ever wake up and I'm like, ugh, I wish I could have a drink today, like fuck no. Mm-mm. I can't even imagine having a drink. But yeah, I think that it is probably like, I think it's a little bit true mostly with traveling. Like I'm really concerned about like enjoying traveling as much still.
Okay.
And not like around here, oops, not like around here, but like, you know, places like Greece or like, yeah, if I were to go back to Central America, like would I have as much fun, sort of thing. But yeah, I think that a little bit it is just like my brain.
I was talking to Matt last night saying that like I never really realized you had like a problem with like drinking specifically. Mm. And it's still weird to me to like think that you were like drinking in my house, like, you know, in a way that maybe wasn't like the healthiest or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it's weird to think that we were like just rooms apart.
Yeah.
And I had like no idea. But yeah, that's interesting.
Well, and I think like with drinking and stuff like that too, because it wasn't like really affecting like my external life. It was really just affecting me at that point, because like I wasn't like obviously like stealing or like anything like that. Like it was mostly just when everybody else was going to bed, I was just going to stay up and like drink more basically.
Yeah.
And like the intent behind alcohol was a lot different for me. Even if I wasn't drinking like a cup, like more than a couple, it was still like the internal, but outwardly it's just like, oh, she's just having like two.
Yeah.
I think that's why, because my other friends that like my other like close friends, the two of them, like said the same thing. They were like, you didn't have a problem with alcohol. And I'm like, okay, well you can believe that. It's fine with me.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What's the most pain?
Yeah. Quit reacting before you ask me the question.
Sad. What is this, level 2 only? Damn. What's the most pain you've ever been in that wasn't physical?
Oh, well, that's not fun. I would say, like, my answer for years and years and years would have been, like, my one breakup, because I was so upset about it for so long. Like, it was horrible. But I would actually say that it was, Matt and I like broke up for like a couple of days kind of thing and then got back together. But Matt, we just had like such a tumultuous relationship in the beginning. And when Matt came back and like, cause he was living with me, and was like back in the house and stuff like that. He was like, he kept saying to me, he was like, well, we don't like have that foundation anymore. Like I had invited him because we go to my parents' house every Sunday for dinner, and he like didn't want to go the first Sunday, and he was like, we don't have that foundation anymore. So he would be, like, really cold to me and stuff like that. And I was just, like, trying to, like, pour my heart out to him and be, like, super kind and super loving and, like, trying to, like, be, you know, like, what I thought he needed or, like, what would bring us closer or whatever. And that went on for, like, a month and a half of me just, like, literally being, like, love you. I love you, babe. Like, do you want to do this? No? Okay, okay. Like, you know, just, like, really, like, meek kind of thing. And him being, like, just super cold and standoffish and whatever.
I can't even imagine you.
Dude, I know. I know. I know. But, yeah, that was really, really, like, hard for me. And at one point, I had booked up at, like, the ski hill to, like, bring my whole family for, like, Mother's Day. And I thought Matt was coming as well. And then he just didn't come. And I was, like, in the bathtub, I was crying.
Oh.
Because it just was, like, hard. Like, I was, like, this is such a weird – I'm going to cry. I was, like, this is just such a weird feeling to feel, like, I'm – like, I know that I'm better than this. Like, I know that I don't, like, deserve this treatment. Mm-hmm. So, like, why am I putting myself through it?
Right.
When, like, I wasn't even – at that time especially, like, I really wasn't sure that I wanted to, like, continue that relationship. We hadn't been dating that long. It's not like we had, like, put in 4 years or right. anything like that. And it was just, I felt like almost embarrassed because I was like, why? I had looked back, I've said this a couple times, but I've looked back every now and again through like old Facebook messages between me and like ex-boyfriends. And I'm like, I can't, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe how much I just like let people step all over me basically, because that's so not me, like at my core. And so like in that moment, I think I just felt really like embarrassed that I was like, why am I back here? Like, at this age and, like, after everything I know and everything I've, like, learned and come through, how the fuck did I end up back in this place?
Right.
Where I'm doing this again? And so I would say that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. This is gonna get depressing. what's a dream you've let go of? Me learning Spanish with you?
Yeah, I mean, probably. That, I don't think that dream's ever gonna come true. But I don't know that I ever, like, really let go of dreams. I will say, like, I'm less passionate about acting now seeing, like, the business side of it.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm like, oh, I only, like, worked at it for a year and I'm not getting anywhere, so I don't want to do this anymore. But it's more so, like, the juice might not be as, like,
worth the squeeze,
you know? Like, it's...
Like, maybe you were, like, just kind of, like, disillusioned almost into thinking yeah. it was something different than what it was.
Yeah, and not that I thought I would be, like, successful or anything, like, right away, but even, like... I just don't know that it's like actually what I even want. So I don't know if it's like letting go of a dream, like it's like this thing that I can't attain. It's just more so like realizing that maybe this isn't like my passion as much. And I still really like acting and I like performing and stuff like that, but I just don't know that I want it to be like my career.
Does that make you sad, or are you kind of just like happy to like have clarity around it?
I think it would make me sad if I wasn't doing the podcast and like doing my channel and stuff like that.
She loves the podcast. well
because it's still a creative outlet. Like, I think more than anything I just like creativity, and I'm not like, I don't know what to call it, I keep calling it like tactile. Like, I'm not good at like hand art, like painting,
hand drawing.
See, I don't even know what it's called, stuff like that. Like, I'm more so, yeah, like expressive. Like this
theater.
Yeah, so as long as I'm still doing something like that, yeah, it makes me happy. Do you think you have the image do you think the image you have of yourself matches the image people see you as?
No.
Yeah, of course not.
Not even like slightly. Yeah, no, it's so weird to me when people like just like some of the things that people say online, and like a lot of the things like I don't really take to heart. Like, you just say shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, some of the stuff people say to me, I'm like, as fucking if, bro. Like, I can't believe how like some people like view me.
If you had to say like collectively, and not necessarily like negatively, but like collectively, what people think of you, and then like what you think of yourself.
I think like across the board, the biggest thing, like people in my real life and then people like that follow me online, I think that they view me as like being like like pretty successful, I guess. But I don't feel that way, basically.
Okay.
At all. Because, like, I just think that I guess the thing is, like, I didn't go into this career specifically with, like, any, like, real intention in mind. it just kind of happened. And obviously, like, once the ball got rolling, then I was, like, working at it and trying to learn and trying to do better. And I would set goals for myself after the fact. But it's not like I got into this industry being like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And so because of that, it's sort of like when I meet these goals and achievements and stuff like that, I'm not really like, yeah, like, this is what I've been working for. It just kind of comes and goes. And I'm like, okay, like, on to the next thing that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like a lot of satisfaction in that way or like sense of achievement. But then sometimes like when people from our high school and stuff like that, if I see them every now and again, it's so fucking weird how some of those people talk to me. Like it's weird what they think my life is versus what it actually is. Like I'm sitting in my bed with the greasiest hair playing Stardew Valley.
That is true.
You think I'm like some rock star. Like I'm like just like a ball of shot caller and I'm not.
Well, you are a rock star, but you are a rock star in bed playing Stardew Valley. Yeah. That is for sure.
I am a rock star at Stardew Valley. That's the truth.
You've always been really good at games like that, though.
You know what? It's the passion that exists within me.
Yeah. Because you've always liked to play the games.
I know. It's such a problem, though, because, like, I will go years and years and years not playing anything. And then when I get into a game, like...
I do still remember the Kim Kardashian game days.
Oh, fuck. That was ridiculous. I literally downloaded that game and I was like, who the fuck is stupid enough to do like in-game purchases? I don't want to talk about how much money I spent on that app. Like, what is wrong with me?
Kim Kardashian's second house is just from you.
That's why I like, yeah, no shit. That's why I like Stardew Valley because I have to pay once.
Yeah.
And there's no in-game purchases.
Yeah.
So all that is wasting is my time.
I had a fish tank one time. And I,
oh, fish tank app?
I think it was on the first or the second iPad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I bought coins.
Dude, oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you wild woman.
Yeah.
99 cents, you'll never get back.
Yeah.
I had a game that was like frogs. And you had to like leap them to like different pads to mate with each other. Oh, it was fucking awesome.
Cool.
Dude, it was so great. Yeah. Anyway. What part of your life works and what part of your life hurts?
I don't know. I feel like lots of parts of my life work right now. The only thing that hurts is that I'm not making lots of money.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, living here works. Like, I'm happy in all of my relationships. And I'm happy in, like, my body more so now than I was before. And in my, like, nutrition and stuff. Oh, you want to talk about what hurts? All of my chronic illnesses, actually. but yeah, other than that, like, I mean, the thing is like, I deal with, like, a lot of guilt surrounding money. So, like, if I spend money, then I feel guilty if I'm not, like, bringing more in. It's not that I'm, like, not making money. It's just I overspend. So it's basically, I would say, like, more so than, like, not making a bunch of money. It's more so that I, like, have a problem with spending money. So that part, like, hurts. But that's, like, self-inflicted hurt.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if like making money thing is like more about like because you enjoy making money or like it makes you feel successful or if it's like more of a guilt thing.
It's a guilt thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I feel like I could be doing more, but like, I mean, that's the thing is like feeling like when you wake up you're feeling like so sick all the time and you have to like base your work day around like how you feel that day.
Yeah,
I mean, you can relate. Mine's just like a physical thing. And yeah, not that yours isn't physical, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mine's like my actual like physical body's giving out on me.
Knees are buckling.
Yeah, dude, my hip.
Oh.
I'm an 80-year-old woman. What lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
I would say either the thing that I was talking about with like being kind of like judgmental or and like that's the thing, like it's so weird because like I'm not really like actually a judgmental person, but it's sort of like I guess like it was my defense mechanism. So weird. I would say either that or like leaning on people. Because I think that I for the longest time like I felt like with like romantic partners specifically, I really felt like it was like their responsibility to make me happy, and I had this belief that like when I met the right person I would know because I'd be happy.
You're
like
right.
Like in all aspects, not just in the relationship. And so I think that I coming to terms with the fact that like that isn't actually reality and like it was in my own hands was really like hard for me because I just wanted that to be the case because I was like, well, I can't fucking do it because I'm not doing it obviously,
right?
Or I would be happy. Like,
yeah.
So I would say that.
Yeah,
but also I mean there's a lot of lessons. I think as well in saying that it's sort of like I went from like one end of the spectrum to the other, because then I went into such a shell of like not wanting help from anybody.
Right.
Because I felt like I can just do this on my own. Like, I don't need anybody else. I don't need anything. Like, I can do it. I can be like strong enough to like make this happen. And that's like, now looking back, it's like I spent 10 years being like so depressed and sick because of it,
mm-hmm.
and not able to like perform to the best of my abilities, not able to like enjoy everything in my life. Like, I'm like, what a fucking shame, all these things that I've had the opportunity to do,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, you know, like a 16th of the fun because I was so sad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because like I just felt like, no, like therapy might work for other people, but it's not going to work for me. And I don't need medication because like, if I just try hard enough, then like this will be fine. And like, it just turns out that that's not true. But I think that that was like a really, I really didn't want to like admit defeat with that.
Right. And to you, admitting defeat was like reaching out for medication or
yeah,
therapy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that ain't defeat, baby.
I know. Ooh. Are you lying to yourself about anything? Just a moment to thank today's sponsor, which is Framebridge.
So Framebridge is a website that creates custom frames for everything from art prints to posters to travel photos that are just sitting right on your phone. It's super easy to do. I did it. I chose to upload a photo of us.
Of course.
I know. So I uploaded a photo that Sam and I had taken, and then I just chose my, well, first you have to choose if you're going to upload your own photo or if you like mail in something where they'll send you like a package so that it can get safely like returned to them, just in case you want to send like original artwork or something like that. But I chose, because I'm not an artist, I chose to upload a photo of us, and then it takes you to a page where you choose your frame, so you can choose like color, style, if you want like the mat in the background, like the matting in the background to be a different color. You choose your dimensions, and then you're basically done. You just add it to your cart and then you check out. And I just think that it's really cool because oftentimes you can like even order like prints from different websites and they have like obscure measurements.
Okay, the prints that we have hanging behind us, if you guys watch the YouTube ever version, the prints that we have hanging behind us are actually like just slightly like an inch different, and they're both obscure like things, and I'm so choked.
Well, because
that I didn't know about this brand at the time.
Yeah, because it can cost so much money to like make,
oh, it's wildly overpriced.
Yeah, custom frames, and Framebridge's prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. And if you guys go to Framebridge and use our promo code, they give you 15% off your first order.
That is framebridge.com with the promo code approachable for 15% off your first order.
Thank you so much, Framebridge. Another big thank you to Policy Genius for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. You know, something we don't think about is life insurance.
Death.
Yeah. Death, dying, and my death in particular. I honestly, like, as a 26-year-old adult, I'm not like thinking about life insurance, and it's something that I feel like as an adult I should be.
So if you guys want to start planning ahead, Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price, and you could save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies.
Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. And Policy Genius doesn't just make the life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home and auto insurance or disability insurance.
Yeah, home insurance is one that I never really thought about while I was renting, obviously, because I didn't need to worry about it. And then when we bought a house, that was a real wake-up call for us. Through Policy Genius, it only takes a few minutes to find your best price and apply. So if you guys want to start planning ahead, you can go to policygenius.com.
That is policygenius.com. Thank you so much, Policy Genius.
Thanks. Glad I didn't get that one.
I don't know that I'm lying to myself about this, but this is kind of like springboarding off the last one. I think because I feel so shitty a lot of the time.
Sorry, I feel so giddy. I don't know why. Like, I just feel like,
I know, like, I'm like, this would be so fun to, like, actually do with a stranger, because I'd be like, motherfucker. Well, and especially because you love getting to know, like,
oh, yeah,
the fucking deep.
I'm gonna memorize these.
Yeah. Like taking his mental snapshot. I think because I feel so physically shitty often, I think that I probably tell myself that I deserve more of a break than I need. Do you know what I mean? Like because, like, if I wake up and I'm like feel like I have the flu that day, which is like basically every day, then I'm like, ugh, I just like, I don't have to go upstairs yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to start working yet or like whatever. And it's like, I mean, this is just like who I am. This is like what I have to do. Yeah. So just get upstairs. Like, you're not going to die if you go up there and start working. Mm-hmm. It just like, it sucks, but it's not going to be any better tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, more so than like, well, that's, I guess that's lying to myself.
But yeah. I do the same thing with myself, like mentally though, for sure. Mm. Like, cause I, if I wake up and I'm like feeling so depressed, I'm just like, well, I mean, I guess that's that.
Yeah.
Star do it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. What are you more afraid of, failure or success? And why?
Oh, failure for sure. Yeah, I think that like failure to me is, especially like with some of the things that like I'm working on, that like involve other people, it's like horrific to me. Like I'm more okay with like failing myself than I am with like failing people around me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think that success, like, what is it? I'm scared of it. Afraid of success. I think that I just don't know how attainable that feeling is for me.
Success.
Yeah, because like success isn't really like actually a tangible thing. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's an idea.
Well, it's subjective also.
Yeah.
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 Somebody actually saying that, somebody said how much something about pain the other day, and I was like, how can you rate that? That's pain is not like, it's subjective. You can never know how much pain somebody's in.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. Yeah. I wish I could remember what that was from, but anyway,
probably a tweet. There's always someone saying some dumb shit on Twitter that pisses me off. When was the last time you surprised yourself? That's a positive one.
That is a positive one. My mind immediately went to like my like little fitness journey. Because like when I found out that I was a certain weight and then like cried about it, I really didn't know how I was ever going to get back to a place where like I found myself like attractive and like sexy. And I tried for like months before I quit drinking to like work out and like change my eating habits and stuff like that. And like literally nothing was changing. And so I was just kind of like really like upset and felt like nothing was ever going to change. And then I quit drinking and then this happened and here we are 30 pounds later. So I think that I did surprise myself like by being so committed to like eating healthy for my body and like working out and like enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to like push. I mean, some days I have to push myself to go to the gym, but most of the time I'm like fucking ready to go.
Okay, well, you being surprised by yourself is like a lot more like impressive than like if I had gotten that question, it would have literally been that like, you know, drawer organizers.
Yeah.
Okay. I put like double-sided tape in my cupboard and then put the drawer organizer on top of it so that it wouldn't like slide around. And I was like, I'm fucking brilliant. Like, I was like, this is unreal. Like, I cannot believe, like, I was actually like so impressed. I'm so
innovative.
Yeah, I was like, if only everybody knew these fun facts, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, wow, this is incredible.
I mean, that's, you know, small victories too.
Yeah, very small. Yeah.
What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now?
How I'm gonna get to where I want to be.
Where do you want to be?
One of like my biggest goals is to build a house, not with my hands, yeah, like one of my biggest goals is to like build a house and really just have my house be like everything I want it to be.
You should say design a house so you don't have to say not with my hands. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I think that for me, like, I spend so much time at home and I'm, like, such a, like, believer in, like, spaces and having spaces be, like, functional and, like, pleasing to your eyes and all those kinds of things. Like, I want my home to be, like, everything I want, basically. And so that's, like, a really big goal of mine. But I just don't know. I'm like, especially in Vancouver with those prices, I'm like,
right.
How is that going to happen? I just don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think as well, like, you know, I have other, like career related goals and stuff like that, that I'm just like, is this going to actually happen? Or like, am I just dreaming like way too big? Because mm-hmm. I've never really, like when other people are like, oh, like I wish I could do that. I'm just like, I just do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like stop to think about like what if kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm getting older, I feel a little bit more that way. Mm. And so it's
probably because there's like more at stake.
Yeah. And I think that I feel almost like a little bit uncomfortable. Not that anybody's really no one actually really gives a shit. But like I feel odd almost that like I have like some eyes on me or that like some people, because of the perception that people have about me, I'm almost like, oh, like, but if I do this thing and I fail and I can't live up to that perception, while nothing happens ultimately, but in my mind, that would be chaos.
Right.
You know? Have you changed your mind about anything recently?
I don't know if I have, really. I don't know. I guess I'll go back to the acting one. Like, I was really, like, pursuing it pretty heavily and thought that it was, like, my end-all be-all and, like, what was really going to make me happy, and I just don't know that that's true. So I don't know that I, like, fully am writing it off. Like, I'm still, like, in it, but it's definitely not what like my creativity is necessarily going towards right now.
Do you think that like when you started kind of like getting into acting and going to classes and like being on set and stuff like that, do you think it was like an immediate thing where you were like, oh, that's not what I thought that would be like or feel like, and you just kind of like kept like pushing through? Or was it like over time you were like, ooh, this isn't really
being on set is like makes me like a different kind of happy.
Oh, really?
So, like, actually being on set, being surrounded by the production and stuff like that is, like, it, like, ignites a flame in my heart that is, like, so pure.
How poetic.
Yeah. But the, like, getting to that point, to be on set, basically, is, like, soul-crushing. And not, like, not even, like, getting turned down. Like, I don't want people to, like, think that it's because it's hard to get jobs. It's not even that. It's, like, politics of the industry, you know, there's always going to be people in your industry that are like some type of way that you aren't.
Yeah.
Basically. And I just find more often than not, I'm actually not connecting with those people. And so when you're surrounded by people because they're in your industry all the time and you don't necessarily connect with them, it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like in everything else I do, I surround myself with people who like make me happy and like lift me up, and I feel like it's easy to get along with, and so it's like more so than like even like the grind to get a job or to be on set. It's like everything else that encompasses that just doesn't really like vibe with me. It's hard to say because like I obviously it's such a different experience for everybody. But yeah,
I can understand that though. That's kind of how I felt like when I started traveling a lot to like LA and stuff. I was just like, oh, like I had like an idea of what like industry would look like. And then when I got down there and was like in the thick of it, I was like, this isn't going to work. This, like, I don't like fit in here basically.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
Yeah. I still really like improv. I think improv's really fun.
I fucking love improv, too.
Yeah. You should take an improv class.
No.
I think improv's really fun. You should take a class. No.
I think it's fun watching others.
Okay. It could be fun doing it yourself also. What is a compliment? Oh, what is a compliment you wished you received? For fuck's sake. What is a compliment you wish you received more frequently?
I think I would rather people compliment me on, like, being smart. Because I have people compliment me on like my looks or my makeup or whatever, or my hair and stuff like that. And it's not that that's not nice, because it is obviously, but like I guess I don't place a lot of value in that. Whereas like I feel maybe more insecure about not feeling smart enough or whatever. So yeah, I guess that.
Yeah, you are smart though.
Thank you so much.
And I'm not just saying that because you just said that.
Thanks. Every day you're like, hey, Sam, you're smart.
Yeah.
What do you crave more of?
Tickles.
Other than Twix.
Tickles.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not getting enough tickles in my life.
That's fair.
Ever.
I mean, you're like a like tough cup to fill with that one, though.
I think I went probably 2 months without one tickle.
But, like, okay, here's the thing about Alyssa wanting tickles. It's not, like, it's, like, a, it's a time commitment.
It's, okay, listen, I've gotten a little
bit. Is it not?
Do I want you to tickle me for an hour? Yes. But have I grown as a person since then? Yeah. And I,
slightly, yeah.
I don't always say something when you stop now. Like, sometimes I just let it be for what it is. Maybe I only get 2 minutes of tickles, and that's fine. But would I prefer if you tickled me for an entire documentary? Absolutely, of course. Who wouldn't prefer that?
Gosh, I just don't know.
So all I'm saying is, I'll call you smart. You throw me a tickle once in a while and it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, this world is all about taking what you can get.
I honestly, when I was a kid, I made, like, it was called Foot Tickler 3000, and I stuck my foot in a shoebox. Not a shoebox, it was a cereal box. And I made a cutout, and then I took a feather, and I would, like, tickle. I'm pretty sure I told the story already, because you were like, why wouldn't you just tickle your foot with the feather?
Instead of putting it in a box.
Because it felt more innovative.
That question still stands.
It felt more innovative.
It's the Foot Tickler 3000, okay? Otherwise, it's just a fucking feather.
If I had all the money in the world, I would not. Well, I would hire a masseuse, but, like, I would hire somebody just to give me, like, light tickles.
I thought you were going to say that you would, like, put money into inventing that. No. And I'm like, I just don't think it's necessary.
No, but I would put money into an on-hand. Like, if somebody could tickle my arm while I was editing, or, like, my legs, or, like, my back.
My back? Someone's, like, just standing behind you. This is weird. Like, someone's just standing behind you, gently tickling you.
Yeah, but in my hypothetical mind, it's not weird.
Maybe it's a robot. I'm picturing this as, like, as if, like, you don't even, like, notice them, and no one else does either. Yeah. It's, like, it's just this, like, person that's always there, perpetually tickling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a robot with human-like fingers.
Ew. Like, I'm the boxiest robot with, like, human fleshy hands. Gross.
Whatever. You don't understand me. You don't understand my need for tickles.
I want a robot with human hands to tickle me while I work.
Has a stranger ever changed your life?
Changed my life is, like, a stretch, but, like, changed my perspective, yeah.
The cab driver? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
I thought you were going to say the cab driver.
I was on a Greyhound. I'm sure you know the story anyways, but I don't think I've told it on the podcast for once. I was dating a guy that lived in Montana, and I used to take the Greyhound, and it was 15 hours. Fuck, it was brutal.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, like, particularly happy with, like, where my life was at and all that kind of stuff. And the guy I was sitting beside had, like, he was, like, older. Like, he was probably, like, in his 40s or something. And he had, like, a bunch of, like, school textbooks, and he was, like, studying the whole time, and, at some point, we, like, got to talking or something like that, and, like, I asked what he was studying, and he said, like, whatever he said, and I said, like, oh, how come, like, you decided to get into that, and he was, like, well, oh, he was like, well, my wife died, and, like, this is what she was studying, and, like, this was, like, her, like, she was, like, so excited to go back to school, and this was going to be, like, her thing, and, like, her new career choice and stuff like that, so I wanted to, like, continue her studies for her.
Oh.
I know. Oh, it was, like, and I was on the bus, and I was, like, like, I was, like, oh. It was so, but it was, he was just, like, so sincere and so, like, it, you could just tell, like, it just meant so much to him to, like, have that be something he could do.
Right.
And I just thought that that was just a really, like, interesting interaction to have with a person that I would never see again.
Yeah. What was he studying? Do you remember?
I can't really remember now. Mm. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah, you would have been, like, what, 19?
Yeah. Yeah. What is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself?
I don't think that I'd want to change how, this is going to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but you'll understand. like, how selfless I am. I'm such a selfless person.
I don't think I'd want that to change.
Hear me out.
Charity, my passion.
Hear me out. I knew it was going to sound
bad. You take,
bad.
I give.
Because you are like often tell me that I put people before myself, and it's sometimes to my detriment, and like I'll do things even if I don't want to just because I've committed to them, etc. So am I always selfless? No, but I don't think that I'd want to change that about myself, because it does make me feel good knowing that people know that like I'm accountable, like they can count on me for like whatever. So yeah, it is to my detriment often, but like it makes me feel good in the long run. Is there a feeling you miss?
Happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss serotonin a lot. But I would say like fearlessness.
Mm.
Or like almost like to an extent, like almost like overconfident. Because when I was younger, like I just, like I said, like I really didn't stop to like think about like, is this a good idea? Is this gonna work? Like I just did. And like I do not know where that like came from, because my parents are like the exact opposite of that. Like everyone in my family actually is like exact opposite of that. Like they're all very calculated, and they're like, okay, so I have to like plan for this, and then I'll save for this, and then I'll do this like 18 months from now. And I'm like,
right,
I'm just gonna do it today and we'll see what goes. But I still do that quite often, but like I'm way more scared about it now.
Right.
And like it makes me like, it's like I keep like doing those things and being impulsive basically, but it's like a real emotional roller coaster for me.
Right.
Like I'm like, oh yeah, it's not
again good. I feel like it must be because there's like more at stake. Like when you're young, it's like, well, what do you really have to lose? But it's like we're getting older, you know, we like we're married, we might be thinking about kids, we might be wanting to like save for our future. So yeah, it's like there's a lot there's a lot more on the line.
Yeah. What is the most unexplainable thing that's ever happened to you?
I mean, this isn't very deep, but I'll tell the story.
So anyways, there was a ghost in my house.
Yeah. No. So this was when I lived in Toronto the first time. I had gone out partying. I think we went to like a Blue Jays game, and we had got invited into like one of the like suites or whatever. So there's free alcohol when you're there. Oh, I don't know if there was, but there was for us. And so me and my girlfriend got like absolutely like wasted. And then we went out to a bar later on, and somehow my wallet, which you had actually bought me, like either fell out of my purse or got stolen out of my purse or something like that, and I lost it, and it had my birth certificate in it, like it had all my, I don't keep all that shit in there anymore.
I was gonna say, I'm like, why?
Yeah, but it had like everything in there that you could possibly have to like get more of what you need, like the like credit cards and like whatever. Like I didn't have any more identification. So anyway, my entire wallet got stolen, and I went like a week without my wallet. I tried to get new identification and stuff like that. I couldn't because I didn't have any. So I was trying to get like my other, because I had two when I was born. Like I had a small one and a big one. So my mom was trying to send me my other birth certificate, all this stuff. And I had like made a promise to someone, don't know who it was, like God, an entity, do you know what I mean? That I would stop drinking and like turn my life around so that like stuff like this would stop happening. And after I did that and I went a full week without drinking, my wallet turned up at the place that I was working.
Weird. With all your shit in it?
It had like all of my like credit cards and all my like identification and stuff, except for like the cash that was in there, which was like pretty substantial at the time. But yeah, the only thing that connected me to that restaurant was I had my bar manager's like business card in there. But like I had tons of, because like people would give me their business cards all the time to, for like to give me their number or whatever. And so I had like a ton of business cards in there with like different like agencies and stuff on them. So I don't know how it showed back up there, other than the only thing that I can think of is that my friend stole my wallet and took all my money.
Oh, that could be.
And then once she realized that I literally could not live my life without it, because I,
she's like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. And basically decided to like get somebody to turn it in, because I also asked the manager who dropped it off, and he was like, I don't know, couldn't say.
Crazy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I met a person one time that had business cards that were metal.
That's weird.
It was fucking weird. And they made like, if you like kind of like flicked them, it was like boing.
I think I met a guy who had weird business cards too.
I'll never forget it. That business card probably cost like fucking $25 a pop.
What did he do?
He imported foreign cars from Hong Kong to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like somebody that'll who would have a metal business card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. When you're asked how you are, how often do you answer truthfully?
It depends who it is.
Yeah, so let's pretend it's not, like, your subscribers. Because yeah. I feel like you're often pretty honest if you're on, like, a YouTube Live or something.
If it's, like, just, like, a retail worker and they're like, hey, how's it going? I'm not going to be like, well, not actually that good. Like, you know, like, I wouldn't, like, subject them to that. Yeah. And be like, I'm having actually a really hard time. But if it was, like, my family, I would be honest, or like a friend or whatever, I'd probably be honest.
Yeah.
I'm pretty like unabashed with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Oh, what do you think my defining characteristic is? That's weird. Oh, I'm nervous.
Well, this isn't really like that deep, and I'm sure people are like gonna expect me to go deep, but I really think that the thing that stands out about you the most when you first meet you is like your humor and your wit.
I can't disagree. I've been saying this to Matt for 3 years now.
So I would say that that's like your define. Because I don't think that I've met anyone else that is like as, and like as.
Say it.
But like as consistently funny as well.
Fucking that's what I said to Matt. Yeah. We argue all the time about who's funnier. And I'm like, are you joking? And he's like, I have really good ones. And I'm like, once in a while, I'm like, I'm funny. Fucking constantly, dude. Like, God.
I've been spewing different kinds of liquid for 10 years now.
I can't stop myself.
It's so interesting because, like, you would think that I would get to a certain point where, like, I wouldn't, like, do a spit take. Like, but...
Have we explained this on the podcast that you do this?
I don't know.
You know, like, in movies when people, like, spit out their drink? Alyssa actually does that in real life onto people a lot of the time. One time it was soup.
It was seafood.
Two times it was soup.
Broccoli and cheese and then the seafood.
Seafood.
That was bad.
Gross.
That was the first time I met that guy too.
Oh, gross.
It's only happened twice where it hasn't been Sam who made me do it.
I just feel like the seafood one in particular was like so creamy that like that it was almost creamy. Would have, like how did it become a spray, you know?
I just don't know. It's just that, like, and this is the thing, is I feel like if you didn't know me, you might think that, like, I'm trying to put on a show or something, but it's like, I'm a 26-year-old woman, okay? I'm not trying to pretend that I'm laughing so hard that water comes out of my mouth and onto my guest, okay? It's mortifying.
There's also times where, like, you are about to spew, and then you, like, put your hand over your mouth, and you, like, try and look away, and then... And then you turn back around and it still happens. Like, you try to contain yourself and it's still...
But it's, like, even in, like...
So one time, Alyssa, like, spewed across the table, couldn't stop herself, and then she tried to turn to the side to, like, hold it in, and then she spewed again directly into my face. Like, you couldn't have faced the empty fucking wall on your left.
Was that at Felix's house?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so embarrassing. It's, and even in like high school and stuff like that, I would get in trouble because like if I start really laughing, like I can't stop. And I'll like have to go like, like it's like nothing can stop me from laughing. And I feel like that's what happens is when like you tell a joke and then like I can't stop it. Like it's just... the force of air is coming regardless of what's in my mouth. And sometimes just, like I think that you've learned because you'll like take a look at me before you tell a joke to make sure I don't have something in my mouth.
There was also this one time, this is just like, this could be a podcast in and of itself. There was one time we were at this like improv show and and Alyssa, we were like kind of like arguing with this group of people for some reason. I can't remember why. They were being rude. They were being like shitty to us. Something. Anyways, we had kind of like a small like altercation. And then Alyssa laughed at something in the improv show and spewed onto this person in front of us. And
I forgot. Like, I didn't know you were there. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did. I spewed onto the back of her head.
On the back of her head, yeah.
And then it was really embarrassing because I was like, I don't want her to think that, like, I was,
you
like...
purposely did that.
Like, dumped water on her. Like, it was just that there was a really funny joke and she was directly in front of me.
It was just the hand that was dealt to her that day.
That was so embarrassing. That was like, oh my goodness, I felt so bad about that. Anyway. What do you think our most important similarity is?
Our most important similarity? I don't know. Like, it's hard to, like, put the finger on, like, what, like, our similarities are. But it's just, like, something about us just, like, meshes so well. Maybe, I don't know how to say this without sounding like an asshole. There's some people that when they talk, I'm like, wow, this is really fucking boring. And it's like when I spend time with like other people sometimes, not like other friends, if you're watching this, not other friends, people I like don't know very well, I'm just like, oh, wow, like this is like, I really don't actually like very many people.
Right. Yeah. I feel the same way.
But yeah, I think that like just, I guess like what we talk about and like the level of conversations we have and stuff like that is like, it's, yeah.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do find that like we have fun doing like whatever we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't like put a word to that.
Yeah. You kind of just have to be in it and you can't.
It's like unexplainable. It's
yeah. Women like this. Some people say, oh, she's going forever. For a woman like this.
She's tearing up at her own rendition of a moment like this.
But I changed it to a woman like this. Okay, ask your question.
My question is, this is my final question. What about me is hardest for you to understand?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What is the hardest after I'm like crying here? I think probably your depression.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like not in a way where I'm like, I just don't get it. Like not like that, but it's like I don't struggle with depression. And I have feelings of like unmotivation and like days where I'm feeling like a lot lower, but there's just no way that I could really ever understand. Like because I'm like generally, like it's easy for me to be grateful and it's easy for me to be positive most days. There's just no way that my mind could comprehend like not having the chemicals in my brain to be that way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like I feel like I try to be like as like respectful and understanding as I can, but I don't have depression, so
yeah,
how could I know?
It's so funny you say that because like I say this all the time to Annie, my therapist. I'm like, I can't imagine, like I cannot understand what it would be like to just like not have depression. Like like the fact that people just don't have depression, how is that possible? Like it just seems like so unfathomable to me that people are actually just going about their life continually being like okay.
Like, yeah,
it's just such a like weird thing to imagine, so that's funny.
It's, I don't know if it's funny, but
not haha funny, but yeah. Weird.
Yeah,
hit me.
Okay is a good word to like describe, because not everybody is like going around like happy-go-lucky all the time, but like generally speaking, like we're all right.
Did I say okay?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was just saying like I like the way that you said it, basically.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Why do you think we met? I think that's such a great question to end on.
Of course you picked that friggin'. Why do I think we met? Wow. It's so interesting, you and I. Because we've had such a like kind of like up down relationship.
Yeah.
I think we definitely like met for a reason. I think that we met because, now I'm gonna cry.
Aww.
I think that we literally, like, is there a more perfect match? Don't know them. Like, because don't cry, don't even look at me. But like I think, oh fuck. But I think that like we like complement each other really well, and I think we balance each other out really well as well. Like our differences and our similarities just like come together like so easily, and so I just don't want to do life with anyone else.
That's really sweet. Thank you.
Now we're both crying. This is not the makeup to cry in, you know.
I can't answer that question because it would be like full waterworks, so it's the same. You're gonna have to label this Sam Eyewater 2, Alyssa Eyewater All.
Yeah. Full episode.
Yeah.
Well, huh. I feel like I learned some things today.
Yeah.
Those are good fucking questions.
They are really good questions, especially if you, like, don't live, work, and breathe somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's somebody you, like, kind of know, or, like, maybe even, like, a party game.
Well, I thought party game would be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe a little depressing.
Well, yeah. Like, not, like, a let's drink party game, but, like, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
What other birthday party game? Happy birthday to me.
I don't know. Bring it on a first date.
Well, I actually thought that would be interesting for people that recently started dating.
Right.
They do actually have, they have like a collaboration version of that game with Bumble.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was fun. Anyway, cool.
Cool. Well, thank you for finding that game for us.
Thank you for joining.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks you guys for listening to our answers.
Okay, yep. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.